WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signing a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked. Cooler weather and the chance of rain could bring some relief to firefighters battling blazes in New Mexico that have killed at least one person so far. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for alleged sexual misconduct. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee revealing that it is continuing to probe Gaetz over explosive allegations, including that he engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and that he sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct.
Sources say one woman testified a Venmo payment from Gaetz was for sex. Others say they were paid to attend parties with him. Gaetz denies the allegations. The nation saying goodbye to Willie Mays, who once said he thought he had a love affair with a game of baseball. He was 93. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Beaver Dam man was arrested in Columbia County after an alleged OWI crash that led deputies to finding fentanyl in his car. A caller reported to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office that a 53-year-old had crashed into a tree Monday afternoon on Highway 146 in the town of Fountain Prairie. When the call was made, it was reported that the driver was slumped over his wheel and not moving. When deputies arrived on the scene, the man was unconscious and semi-alert. The man was suspected to be intoxicated. Canine Rico was brought to sniff the car. As a result, deputies allegedly found fentanyl inside the car. The sheriff's office says the man was arrested on a fourth offense, OWI, being armed while intoxicated and possessing Schedule 1 and 2 drugs, as well as carrying a concealed weapon. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, 71 degrees. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday. We've made it halfway through another work week, and now we can just count down the days until we get to enjoy another weekend. After all, we know it is our favorite part of each and every week. Huey Lewis in the news now. I want a new drug on Max FM.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more. Love Jack. You say.
Oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Who can it be now? There is Men at Work, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I haven't stepped outside yet this morning. Is it still a sauna out there?
It's not quite as bad today just because it's not quite as warm. And here at Goose Poop Pond, we have a whole bunch of clouds. In fact, I was just looking at the radar. It looks like we could actually see some rain here in the next few minutes. It looks like everything's wet, so maybe it's actually sprinkling right now. But it's not quite as bad today. And we're not supposed to get quite as warm today either as we have the last couple of days. I mean, we're talking only upper 70s for highs today compared to like 92, 93 yeah. On yesterday and Monday. So, I mean, it's tolerable, I guess. It's summer. I mean, with as much rain as we've had the last few weeks, if you didn't expect it to be a little bit muggy, the next few, you know, as the temperatures increase, well, I don't know what to tell you because Mother right. Nature has a weird way of being like that, right? You know, she finally brings us a little bit of warmth, and then at the same time, all of the rain, which then creates humidity. Yay! It's the heat, not the humidity, yeah. that gets you, right. or whatever they like uh-huh. to say. How about both? Yeah. How about both just really suck all the way around?
Yeah.
So it's okay to say those
Yesterday
things.
Yesterday was a rough one. It was pretty warm.
Oh, it was
warm.
Hot. It was really hot. And then the wind was just brutal. And Dexter got in the car because we had taekwondo yesterday. We had haircuts in taekwondo. And we were getting in the car in the afternoon, and he steps outside and he's like, this is just kind of gross. He's like, it's windy, but he's like, this is just hot air blowing you smack in the face. He's like, this isn't even like a pleasant breeze to make anything better. I was like, no, it's just pretty gross out. Yes. Speaking of getting our haircut yesterday, my stylist, I love her. She's just the best. She was telling me a story about how one of her clients came in and said, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. And she goes, oh, okay. She said, this client says to her, do you cut the radio lady's hair? And Mel said, I was like, you mean the Baraboo radio lady? Yeah. Oh, I was so excited. I told my husband, I know I just go to the same stylist as she does. I know I do. So whoever you are, yes, we do go to the same stylist. And Mel is absolutely 100% the best. So I got to share the wealth where you can, right? I can't keep these secrets to myself all the time. Mel is pretty darn awesome. Now, today is Juneteenth, Finn. I don't know if you remember this on the calendar, but of course, Baraboo's first ever Juneteenth event is going to be happening later over at Ochsner Park, and we'll give you more details about that this hour. But a little history behind it. It was on this day in 1865 that Major General Gordon Granger of the Union Army arrived in Texas. This is a whole lot of history, kids, so open up the books. Who are we kidding? They're in bed because they're on summer break, right?
Exactly.
He arrived to bring the news that the Civil War had ended and all slaves were free. Back in 2021, we made this a federal holiday. So no mail today. Your banks are going to be closed as well. And, you know, if you do have any business planned elsewhere, it might be an okay idea to call ahead and see if they're actually opened or if they're going to honor the federal holiday of Juneteenth. So just want to put that little reminder out there for people because we don't want it to surprise them. And again, who are we kidding? The kids are in bed. And if you have today off because it's a federal holiday, you're not listening to us anyway.
No, you're enjoying the summer. You're sleeping.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, anything fun and exciting happening at your house right now?
I don't understand why, but yesterday it was determined that it was lawn mowing day.
All
not
right.
By me. Not by me.
Chris had enough, huh?
Right. Yeah. And and it was warm. I mean, it was awful. It was. Yeah. Yeah. So
that was
an
exact. You guys have a rider, though, right?
No, we used to.
No, you have a push. Push.
Yeah,
oh, so that makes it even worse.
Right. When we moved from the other house, we decided that we weren't going to take the riding one with us. So, yeah, now we're old school with the push mower.
Oh, yuck. I apologize on behalf of all wives out there because yesterday was not the day to be out mowing the yard. But look at you as a good husband. You listened, you persevered, and you got her done. And now it's done for like another 2 days. Because
yeah, not
that's
happily,
how...
I will say, but begrudgingly. Yeah.
It's going to be short and look nice for about 2 days because that's how it works this year.
That's
with all the
thing.
Moisture.
I mean, we've had so much rain.
It's crazy.
So it's growing really fast. Now, I know you don't have as much lawn to take care of out there at Goose Poop, but not fun. Not fun.
You know,
how about you? What was your day like yesterday?
It was literally haircuts and taekwondo. We didn't get home from taekwondo last night until about 9:15 because, you know, Dexter's been kind of, you know, emerging himself back into the taekwondo world. And so for these first couple months, it was called the probationary period to really see if he wanted to continue to do it, to see where he was at, mindset and all of that. So last night after he had his class, we had to meet with his instructor. Who is also happens to be the grand master of this particular establishment. And so kind of sit down with him and, talk with him a little bit and figure out where Dexter was at mindset wise, what Dexter wanted to do from here on out, what his goals were, see if he was on the same page as the instructor and to really see if he was ready to kind of take this plunge back in, which I knew he was. But it's kind of good to have that confirmation. So I also had to run a few errands in between there yesterday. So it was just an all around mundane, normal normal day. Today, I get to go over to Ochsner Park for a little bit and enjoy the Juneteenth festivities.
That'll be nice. Yep, and it won't be quite so hot, so that'll be
definitely
good.
Definitely not quite so hot. Definitely raining, though, right now here on Goose Poop Pond as I'm looking out the window. Not a heavy rain, just kind of a light, annoying, going to get everything wet, as
right.
Dexter likes to
damp.
Call it.
Yeah.
Dexter hates those rains. He's like, either rain or don't. But he's like, what is with this like misty thing that we get once in a while? He's like, car washes do more than this. He
right.
absolutely drives the kid nuts. But so I get to go over there today for a little bit, and then maybe puppy school tonight. Our schedule's been kind of in flux this summer just because of everybody else's schedules. You know, if only one or two families can meet, then we try to save it for a night when there's more people, because our instructor drives from Spring Green for that up to the outlet mall. So
sure.
we like to make sure that there's going to be lots of people there. So it's just normal mundane stuff. Corey's getting ready to travel to the Waukesha Racine area today and tomorrow. So nothing too major happening out here on Goose Poop Pond.
Now, we did lose a baseball legend yesterday, Willie Mays,
big,
passing away. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you say he was one of baseball's greatest players?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For
Hall
sure.
Hall of Famer. Yeah.
You know, and I just thought it was so apropos that he passed away the day before Juneteenth, considering he started off in the Negro Leagues and then joined the Giants in 1950 at a time when you didn't see a lot of African Americans playing professional sports. They had their own leagues for that kind of stuff. So I thought it was kind of apropos that he passed away one day before Juneteenth. He actually died at the age of 93. He retired in 1973. This is an incredible stat. 660 home runs and 3,283 hits to
Amazing.
Willie Mays' career.
Amazing.
Absolutely insane. He was actually banned from baseball in 1980 for taking a job as an ambassador at a casino. Do you remember this story?
No.
He was reinstated, though, in 1985. 30 years later, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. So there you go. There's documentaries on Willie Mays as well. Back in 2022, HBO did a documentary before it was just Max called Say Hey, Willie Mays, because there was a quote, I never had a day when somebody would not come up to me and say, I saw you make a play. I love you because of what you did for me, which is an incredible quote when you think about it, especially as fondly as people were remembering Willie Mays yesterday, right? He obviously brought a lot of joy to the sport of baseball and one of the great athletes of all time. I think it's okay to say at this stage.
Yeah.
So remember Willie Mays today if you get to catch a Brewers game. I mean, just think about all of the stuff he went through so that we could sit there and enjoy a Brewers game, right? It's pretty cool.
We are living in an era of documentaries. I can't believe how
craziness.
Many documentaries. We just finished the Bratz documentary on Hulu, and I was flipping through Netflix last night, and I noticed that now there's a Gene Wilder documentary.
Yep.
Remembering, so it's like, oh, wow, we've got so many documentaries out there.
Now, if that gets into his relationship with Rita Radner and stuff like that, then I'm totally down.
Gilda Radner.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Then that totally gets me down. For that one, because I think she was just a legend in her own right.
They were
great together. Yeah, they were great together. They were great separately, and they were both very, very successful. So I'm down for that one anytime they're going to talk about her tied to Gene Wilder. So that would be a good one, too. Something that they're probably not going to make a documentary about, as long as we're talking about things that happened in the news yesterday, Justin Timberlake got himself in a little bit of trouble. Did you see this story?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was arrested for drunk driving in the Hamptons early yesterday morning. Police pulled him over at around 12:30 in the because he ran a stop sign in his 2025 BMW and then was weaving in and out of his lane. He was held until his arraignment at 9:30. He was released without bail. He's expected back in court on July 26. Obviously, it's Timberlake. It's going to be pretty easy to track him down if he doesn't show. He told police that he just had one martini, but they said, quote, his eyes were bloodshot and glassy. A strong odor of an alcoholic beverage was emanating from his breath. He was unable to divide attention, and he had slowed speech. The police report also went on to say that he was unsteady on his feet. He performed poorly on all standardized field sobriety tests. He also refused to take a breathalyzer. Now, if you look at the mugshot, which of course TMZ was very quick to get into their hands, his eyes are really bloodshot and glossy. And Dexter looked at me and he's like, is he drunk or is he baked? He's like, either way, that's
Could
not a
both.
Good look for Timberlake, right?
Yeah.
He was leaving, according to reports, a hotel bar where witnesses say he was completely wasted. And during the stop, he allegedly said, this is going to ruin the tour. He is scheduled to play the United Center in Chicago this weekend. So we'll see what happened. It's going to be interesting.
So JT spent the night in the clink is what it sounds
like. Yeah, he other sure
thing,
did.
The other thing that I think is funny is when the cops pull you over and you always, because this always reminds me of Cops. If you ever watched an episode of Cops, they would pull some guy over who was completely wasted. I mean, totally blotto.
Yeah.
And the officer would say, sir, have you had anything to drink tonight? And the guy would always say, inevitably, I had one beer, one beer. And they're just like totally wasted. So I don't know what Justin must be kind of having the martinis that I try to make, which is they're really, really uber strong. And speaking of uber, JT, come on. Is this the behavior of a former mousketeer? I mean, take an uber, JT. Come on.
I mean, it's like what happened? Brittany brought it to, you know, put a tell-all out, and all of a sudden JT's doing some crazy stuff. Yeah. Who knows? But in case anybody's wondering, Jessica Biel, who, you know, Justin happens to be married to, she wasn't far away when Justin was going through all of this. She's actually shooting a new TV series in Manhattan. Now, nobody actually saw her on the premises at the police station. Nobody saw her when he was released. So who knows if she actually went to pick him up. There's been speculation about that relationship for a while.
They've been talking about that for a long time. That it's not
You know, and it kind of comes from JT's own doing because, again, another drunk JT story. It was a few years ago when he was working on that movie and he was spotted in a bar with his leading actress, and they were pretty cozy. Now, a lot of people put that rumor to rest pretty quickly, but you didn't see him and Jessica Biel together for quite a while after that. And then there were also signs that, you know, people were spotting the fact that when she was out, she wasn't wearing her wedding ring. And then it looks like they kind of, patched things up. So who knows about those two crazy kids? Mm-hmm. But there's some incredibly unexciting security cam video of Justin driving shortly before his arrest. And then, of course, there's all sorts of tabloid stories running rampant right now.
I'd rather see the footage of him trying to perform the test to make sure that he's
I would have made him do like the NSYNC dance to see how, like, can you perform
the one
this?
With the puppets where
you act like a puppet? I mean, it kind of sounds like maybe that's all he could do during the sobriety test. But there's a lot of speculation, though, from some of these tabloids, whether or not it's true or not, that Justin has had a drinking problem for quite a while. I mean, the dude makes his own whiskey. I mean, I'm not going to say he does or he doesn't, but, you know, he kind of likes his drinks of choice, you know? And so we'll see how it all ends up, that crazy Justin Timberlake.
He could just like to have a beverage now and again, and
sometimes
get behind the wheel,
right? Stupid. That's just pure stupidity. There's a lot of people on social media today being like, nobody told me what happened to the 2025 BMW. Is that up for grabs somewhere? Or like, what's too soon? I'm assuming Justin can pay the fine to get it out of the impound, you know? The rest of us would have to scrape and save.
Well,
I'm assuming Justin's okay on that front.
Really? I mean, he said this is going to affect the tour, but would it really? I mean,
was it going to do that great anyway? I mean, I love Justin Timberlake. Don't get me wrong. I'm not ragging on Justin. I love him in the NSYNC days. I love a lot of his solo stuff. It seems like, though, since, I don't know, maybe the Trolls movie, the first one, things have not musically been going as well for Justin. But then again, does it need to, right? I mean, does it need to? He is a major star. He has made millions and millions of dollars. His whiskey brand, the aforementioned one, also makes millions of dollars every year. He's got two beautiful boys. He's got this amazing wife who's also equally successful. Does Justin really need the music thing anymore? He produces
to Jessica Biel.
I mean, that's like being married to the real life Jessica Rabbit. Let's be honest. She's gorgeous. but, you know, he's producing for a lot of these amazing young artists now. Does he really need to continue to make music? I don't know.
And he has always been funny every time he has showed up on Saturday Night Live. He's got good comedic timing and he actually can act.
And
as far as music goes, unless your name is Taylor Swift, who really out there with a tour now is doing you know, gangbusters. I mean, really, seriously, like Jennifer Lopez had to cancel her tour, right?
Right.
And she claims, didn't she say that it was because of family? Because there was so much family stuff going on.
Nobody was buying her tickets.
Nobody was buying the tickets. That's what it is. We can all spot that one. I don't know. Maybe this was a reason for him to get out of the tour just in case he's not selling tickets.
In case it wasn't great. I mean, does anybody else find it ironic, though, that JT is supposed to be in Chicago this weekend and Janet's there tonight? Does anybody else find this weird and ironic? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they also have a history, too.
Yeah, they do.
Playing conspiracy theorist this morning. But JT, the moral of the story is get an Uber the next time you have a martini or two. My goodness. Now, if this story hasn't made you feel old thinking about all the NSYNC Backstreet Boy battles and, you know, all the 90s band. I found this really fascinating this morning before we wrap up here and talk about the forecast. A new study was done that has found that the average American over 45 feels 12 years older than their actual age. The biggest reason is not because we have to talk about an aging Justin Timberlake, but it's because of joint pain. At some point, we all start to hurt in areas that we've never hurt before. And, well, that makes you feel old really, really fast. Just ask my back and how I feel most days.
Preach, but, sister, preach.
12 years older than we actually are, starting at the age of 45. We got to do some better stuff to take care of ourselves. I don't know, but that's kind of craziness. But
we've talked about this throughout the week, where there are other cultures on other places on the planet where they seem to be doing great. What is it we're doing wrong here? There's got to be something.
It's the four-day work week thing, that's, or drinking too many martinis. And then get behind the wheel of a car. Hello, Justin. Again, stupid, stupid stuff. But I think it's interesting because, you know, as soon as we hit 45, a lot of our complaints are just the general body aches, getting tired easily, feeling a lot less active. Knee pain for a lot of people at the age of 45 becomes a big one as well. So if you woke up this morning and did the stretch and then everything popped and creaked, you're not alone. You are not alone in that. It sounds like a lot of us are doing the same thing.
You ever get those crazy Charlie horses? Like sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and my leg is like
all the time. It gets to the point where sometimes they get so bad. Have you ever had one that actually curls your toes over? They're so bad because I hate Charlie horses. They are the worst. And people say that, oh, it's because you're not hydrated enough. I drink 200 ounces of water a day. How can I not be hydrated enough at this point? My goodness. Taking a look at the forecast right now. I'm not as hydrated as Justin Timberlake, though, to bring it back around to that.
Well, you need to have a couple of martinis this morning. There you go.
I wouldn't even know I had those Charlie horses. He didn't even know he was standing, apparently. Showers and thunderstorms possible today. Otherwise, we're going to see some peaks of sun as well. Highs in the upper 70s. So not nearly as hot as we've seen the last couple of days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again tonight, down to 65. And then tomorrow, clouds stick around. And another chance for isolated thunderstorms with a high near 78. It's 71 right now.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Steve Lisser, Manager of Environmental Health at Public Health Sauk County. Steve, what is your team's main role?
Our goal is to protect Sauk County residents, visitors, and businesses by ensuring safety standard compliance. We do that by licensing and inspecting over 1,600 food and recreational establishments throughout the county.
That's a lot of places to keep an eye on. Is there anything you want the public to know as we head into summer?
Spring and summer is when we see a lot of new businesses starting up. Before you get started, please call us to ensure you're licensed properly. If you're taking ownership of a previously licensed business, you will need a new license.
How can the public learn more about your programs?
Visit our page on the Sauk County website under Environmental Health, or call us at 608-355-4327.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Back Road Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Back Road Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
See and hear majestic cranes as the sun sets while enjoying local fare, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages at the annual Evening with the Cranes at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The event will be held on Saturday, June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Stroll the grounds and learn the foundation's conservation story from local and regional staff. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at savingcranes.org.
Justin Timberlake that long and about getting old without reliving Justin's glory days, did ya? It's Sexy Back on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Them other boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take up this bridge. Dirty babe. Shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl. Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Working with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone.
Sexy, huh?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Go let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it past.
Yeah. Listen.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Now, I find this really interesting, especially since we live in the great state of Wisconsin. There's a new study out of China that says that the single most important contributor to healthy aging and longevity is mental well-being, and a close second might be cheese consumption. Now, forget about eating healthy, forget about exercising, avoiding stress, and maybe getting enough enough sleep, cheese. Cheese is where it's at. Now, before we get too carried away, just like everything, there is another side to this. There's not really a direct connection between chowing down on Cheez-Its and eternal life. Here's the logic to this new Chinese study. To live longer, you need a happy mental well-being, and those who reported the most robust levels of mental health and stress resilience seem to eat more cheese and fruit. Now, is that a bit of a stretch? Sure. Are we going to use that as an excuse to eat lots of Wisconsin cheddar? Absolutely, we're going to do that. I don't know. Maybe somebody needed to tell Justin Timberlake cheese would have been a lot better than the one martini he consumed. But we got to play sexy back this morning. So, you know, it all works out in our favor. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries. That's before 8 o'clock. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. 355-9970 is the number. We're also going to have a look at weather. It looks like showers, maybe some on and off thunderstorms possible today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We'll also have sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have the Palmer Estate online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. Features a tractor, machinery, tools, household items, and much, much more. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also today at 11 a.m., we have an online-only real estate auction for a home and 20 acres located near Dutch Hollow. Beautiful home and some excellent recreational-type grounds just off of Dutch Hollow Lake. Check our website for more details. Again, that ends today at 11 a.m. Tomorrow is the Paul and Shirley Breinig online-only auction. Features farm machinery, farm-related items, and much more. There is a preview today at the farm east of Sauk City on Highway off of Highway 12. You can find that catalog as well as more information on this auction on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. The Baraboo American Legion baseball team is going to be presenting the Quinn Miller Memorial Baseball Tournament this weekend at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Action starts off on Friday at 3 o'clock with Wisconsin Dells taking on Viroqua, and then Beloit and Fond du Lac will meet at 5:15. Then at 7:30, it's going to be Baraboo taking on Beloit. Saturday, 10 a.m., Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Dells will play. Then Beloit and Wisconsin Dells follow then after that at 12:15. 2:30, it's going to be Beloit and Viroqua. Then Viroqua will take on Baraboo at 4:45. They'll have the Hall of Fame and State Champion Team Ceremony after that. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Fond du Lac and Baraboo taking the field. And then finally on Sunday, Viroqua and Fond du Lac play at 9 a.m. and Baraboo will then go against Wisconsin Dells at 11:15. Of course, concessions will be open for some great food and sharing some awesome baseball action. Again, this will be all weekend long, starting Friday, running until Sunday. And that's all at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Brewers get it done last night on the road. 6-3, they take down the LA Angels late last night. Milwaukee actually scored one in the first and then the second, three in the fourth, and one in the sixth to take the 6-0 lead. The three runs all came from the Angels in the ninth inning, but obviously too little too late there. Tobias Myers gets the win for the crew. He went 6 1/3, 4 hits given up, and 6 strikeouts for the game. Team improves to 43-30 for the season. These two teams will wrap up their three-game series tonight. It's going to be another late one. Freddie Peralta will get the go for the crew. Tyler Anderson will counter for the Angels. 8:38 first pitch again from LA. Brewers sit 6.5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals in the division. The Stanley Cup final will roll on as the Edmonton Oilers were able to hold off elimination with a big 5-3 victory over the Florida Panthers on the road last night. Connor McDavid had 2 goals and 2 assists in the victory for the Oilers. Team now sits 3-2 in favor of Florida. And the next game will be on Friday night back in Edmonton. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
99.7.
Ah!
the heart, there is delight. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 747 right now. I love a good bass guitar and a slide whistle first thing in the morning, Finn. I think those two things always go together well. Now, of course, we mentioned earlier this hour that today is Juneteenth. It is a federal holiday, and Baraboo is going to be holding its first ever Juneteenth celebration today over at Ochsner Park from 10 until 3. It's free. It's open to the public. It's being brought to you by Humility Incorporated in collaboration with Madison College. You know, and you just think about the long history and complicated history this country has. And I think this is just a great way to celebrate all the different contributions that the African-American community has brought to this country and individually to each and every area, right? Because, and nobody's immune from issues within a community. I understand that, but this is going to be a really awesome day that's going to be full of joy, unity, and really just a celebration of all of that cultural enrichment. There's going to be live music over there. There's going to be some poetry reading, some really amazing food options, some games, interactive education, and most importantly, a whole lot of community spirit. Now, if you have today off, you could go sit at Ochsner Park and take in the entire event. Maybe you just want to run over there over your lunch hour, get something delicious to eat, and check out what's going on. They have worked really hard to bring an awesome event to Baraboo. And I know they're going to start set up here in just the next few minutes. And Antoine Holman, who's one of the organizers of this event, joined us last week on the morning show, Finn. And they do need a few extra sets of hands. So if you're free this morning and you're thinking, you know, heck, I'd love to help out, clean up, set up, whatever you want to do, I'm sure they'll put you to work. But you can head over to Ochsner Park if you would really love to help them out. Right. But we'd love to see you today over there. Absolutely. It's going to be a great event.
It's going to be a full day for sure.
Yeah. It really is. They got a full itinerary of stuff. They're going to have speakers every hour. They have, I mentioned that, interactive education. They have a tent, as Antoine was telling us, that are going to have some short videos where you can go in and kind of watch those. There's going to be some vendors set up as well. So some really fun stuff. Good stuff for the kids, too, with bounce houses and things available. Yeah. So you can make it a full family day over there. One of the conservation experts for Sauk County is going to be down by the river, actually, showing you some things that you can find in the soil right here in Sauk County. So a little education never hurt anybody on a Wednesday. Just because the kids are out of school and you might be off work today doesn't mean that we can't get a little learning in all at the same time. So head over to Ochsner Park for Baraboo's first ever Juneteenth event that is happening today, again, from 10 until 3. Completely free, open to the public. Now, something else that's happening in Baraboo, this gets underway in about the next 10 minutes, Farmers Market. So if you're looking for something delicious or something really cool, you got to head to the square in downtown Baraboo where they're going to be set up. So today they're going to be offering a lot of baked goods, strawberry donuts on hand, chocolate cakes. Well, you had me right there. So you know where I'll be a little later on. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be a whole lot of different flavored honeys available, along with some different soaps, some products for the dogs as well, some maple syrup today. There's going to be some shortbread cookies in different flavors, cranberry, cherry, pecan, and plain. Well, I know where Corey Hartman's going to be. Well, I'm mowing down my chocolate cake. He's going to be all on top of that shortbread. And then there's going to be a few, fruits and veggies available as well. Some radishes, some turnips down there today, a lettuce mix, rhubarb, strawberries, some strawberry jam, some...
strawberry season is really getting underway here, isn't it?
I mean,
Chris brought back a big container of strawberries the other day, and wow, they look really good.
I love strawberry season. It's one of my favorite times, in fact. So Farmers Market today on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo from 8 until 12:30. You can swing over there and get yourself something delicious, you know, like a donut or two, because two is probably the optimal amount that you would want to have on a Wednesday. And then you can swing over to Ochsner Park around 10 o'clock and check out what's going on over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Full day. See, we just planned it out for you. So enjoy everything Baraboo has to offer today. Now, with that being said, we've got to switch over to our birthday list, because this is a great list of celebrities that are celebrating today. And before we jump right in to tell you, you know, who you might share the day with, just remember that if you're celebrating a birthday today or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us right now, 355-9970, and we will get to your birthday as soon as we get through the celebrity list. So let's start out up here at the top with Atticus Schaefer. You know, I love this show, The Middle. He was Brick Heck. That was his character on The Middle. He is celebrating his 26th birthday. Who doesn't love a character as quirky as Brick Heck? It just made you feel so much much better about yourself in life, didn't it? And that's one of the reasons I love The Middle.
It was actually a great show.
You could relate to it a little bit more than other sitcoms, right? Just because that's stuff that actually happens. Like, not every family is perfect. Everything gets a little messy every now and then. And sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you try. It just stays messy and you just got to accept it at the end. And that's kind of what The Middle taught us, which I think is why I love that show. Great acting on it as well.
Yeah.
Paul Dano, who played the Riddler in Batman. You might also know him as the young version of Beach Boy Brian Wilson in Love and Mercy. He was the oldest brother in Little Miss Sunshine. And Benedict Cumberbatch's overseer who tries to lynch Solomon Northrup in 12 Years a Slave. He is celebrating his 40th birthday today.
He is so good. He's such an excellent talented actor. He was in There Will Be Blood, too, with Daniel Day-Lewis. And yeah, just a solid actor.
Yeah, he's pretty darn awesome. Macklemore is celebrating today. He did Good Old Days with Kesha and Glorious with Skylar Grey. And then, you know, he had his biggest hit ever, Thrift Shop. He's celebrating his 41st birthday. Who doesn't love a song about popping tags and going in and thrifting? I mean, come on now. I think we could all use a little of that in life, too. Zoe Saldana, who played Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy. She's also in Avatar and she's in the Star Trek movies. She is celebrating her 46th birthday today. Dirk Nowitzki is celebrating a birthday. He's one of the greatest NBA power forwards of all time. He's also the first European-born player to ever get the NBA's MVP award. He is 46 today as well. We have Ryan Hurst celebrating a birthday. Finn, he was Beta on Walking Dead and also Opie on Sons of Anarchy. He is celebrating his 48th birthday today. Hugh Dancy is celebrating. He was FBI Special Investigator Will Graham on Hannibal. He played Calvin Roberts on Hulu's The Path, and Prince Charmant in Ella Enchanted. He's 49 years old. Teresa Lisbon on The Mentalist. Actress Robin Tooney is celebrating 52 years today. We also have Brian Head Welch celebrating a birthday. Now, if you don't know the guy, he was the guitarist for the group Korn. He is 54 years old. He actually left the band to find Jesus, but then he officially returned in 2013. It was either a short search or he couldn't find him. I'm not sure really what happened, but he did come back to the band. 54 for Brian Head Welch today. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, I love her so much. Mia Sara is celebrating a birthday today. She is 57 years old. The world knows her best as playing Ferris Bueller's girlfriend Sloane on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Some people might remember her as Harley Quinn on the 2002 WB show Birds of Prey. No, nobody remembers her from that. They remember her as Sloane. She is 57.
Nobody ever mentions Legend, though. Nobody ever talks about Legend with her and Tom Cruise and Tim Curry.
Right?
She is Sloane. Ferris Bueller, that was a big role for her.
I mean, I know that is an iconic movie, but at the same time, I try to picture any of the other actresses over the years that we found out were being courted for that role, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at her and I'm like, no, she was it. She was absolutely the perfect person for that particular role, probably why she was cast. So maybe I do know a thing or two. Paula Abdul is celebrating today. Now, before she was an American Idol judge, she made a name for herself with Forever Your Girl, Cold Heart, Straight Up, Opposites Attract with MC Scat Cat, who's still one of my favorites. And of course, she was also a great choreographer and she was an LA Lakers cheerleader before all of that. She is celebrating her 62nd birthday today. Mark DeBarge is celebrating. He is the trumpet / sax player in the group DeBarge. He is celebrating his 65th birthday. There's a couple of big ones on this list. There's a lot of good ladies as we round this one out. All right. So Kathleen Turner is celebrating today. She played Joan Wilder in Romancing the Stone. We mentioned this character earlier this morning. She was also the voice of Jessica Rabbit in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. She played Chandler's cross-dressing dad on Friends and Freda in Dumb and Dumber 2. She's celebrating her 70th birthday today. Romancing the Stone will always be an iconic movie for some reason.
I don't know.
I love that movie. It was a great 80s movie. It was cheesy. It was funny. It was weird. It was, I don't know. It was just a typical cheesy 80s movie, but she was brilliant in that one.
Sometimes you just get in the mood for those kind of movies, don't you? You just want to go back and watch those types of movies. They were fun.
I would much rather watch 80s movies than whatever docuseries remake we're putting out there now. It's very strange. Ann Wilson, who's the lead singer of Heart, is celebrating today. She is 74 years old. She's the brunette one of the two sisters. Barracuda, Crazy on You, Magic Man, These Dreams Alone. I mean, the list goes on and on because they are simply iconic as a duo. And, of course, her voice. She is just amazing.
She's amazing, yeah. And
love
Heart,
Ann
finally,
Wilson.
We got the Wilson sisters back.
Yes.
They have
a
show at the Pfizer in Milwaukee on August 15th. Yeah.
Yeah, tickets on sale for that one as well. And I was looking at those because we've talked about going. They're really not that expensive, depending on where you want to sit. I mean, there are some seats that are starting at like $20. So if you're okay with sitting far up in the stadium, but you still really want to just, you know, experience what a Heart show is like, you can get in for pretty cheap. Which
And she still has it. She still sounds great.
She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. Then we round out this celebrity list with Felicia Rashad, Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Her first husband was Victor Willis. He was the original cop, by the way, from The Village People. Why is that important? It's probably not. But, you know, we love Felicia Rashad.
I don't
Rashad.
Think I knew that.
Yeah, she was married to the original cop in Village People. Anyway, she is 76 years old today. Very talented. Debbie Ryan is actually her real-life sister, if you didn't know that, which is why she appeared on The Cosby Show. A few times, and then Felicia Rashad was also in Fame a few times with her sister as well, so they've got to act together a few different times. Now we do have one local birthday on our list, and when I say local, I mean they are an online listener all the way from the Green Bay area. Tracy Briggs is celebrating a birthday today. Her husband Marty texted in asking if we would wish her a very happy birthday. Of course we will. So Tracy, you have a wonderful day. Marty is a Baraboo resident
native,
from long
right?
ago. Yeah. Yeah, native. Mm-hmm. And they make their way to the area periodically because they still have family here. So very,
That's
very
awesome.
Happy birthday to Tracy. And thank you guys for always listening up in the Green Bay area. Now, yeah. if
And
you,
just quickly, yeah. I'd like to do a shout out to my old friend Jeff Swenson, who's celebrating a birthday today as well. Swenny sometimes listens to us and sometimes texts us on the text line number. So happy birthday, Jeff.
All right. So happy birthday, Jeff. Have a wonderful day. And of course, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, remember, you can always text us 355-9970. Now, we've got to take a quick look at the forecast. Looks like showers and thunderstorms are possible today. We might see some peaks of sun in and out, too. Highs only in the upper 70s, so much cooler than what we've seen the last couple of days. Then that chance for showers and thunderstorms really continues tonight, tomorrow, and into Friday. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking